Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and also Prayers as we come in agreement with and for those who are in need of prayer. And we'll look at them a little bit later. But, you know, we come together in faith. Faith and confidence, they're synonymous. If you have confidence in your Lord, then you got faith in the Lord. It's an interesting concept of faith, because faith is more than just believing. It's trusting our very lives to what we believe. For example, we can believe that someone can walk across a deep gorge on a tightrope. You ever see them crazy guys walking across Niagara Falls on a tightrope? I'll tell you what, that takes some faith. But are we willing to trust that person to carry us across? Would you get on his shoulder and walk across with him? I don't think so. Faith says yes. Faith in God says that we are willing to trust God with our very lives. Jesus said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and he would walk with us forever and ever. So, the challenge for all of us, are we willing to follow his guidelines for living, is outlined in the Bible, because we have the conviction that this will be best for us. We're even willing to endure ridicule and persecution for our faith, aren't we? Because we are so sure that what we believe is true and that the Christian life is the best way for us to live eternally. Now we know, we should know, we do know, faith is the only way to get to heaven. And it is the only doorway to eternal life. If God created eternity, then only through God can we get there. And it tells us that in the faith chapter, what we call Hebrews 11. What is faith? Well, it's the confident assurance that we have hope for what is going to happen, and faith gives us hope. As you heard me say, as I kind of always paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the promise coming again. We have hope. What a joy it is to be able to come together and to celebrate that. But you know, faith is something that what we got to do is, it's just like physical eating. We got to feed our bodies so we got good things. Well, faith is the same way. You got to feed your faith, because faith is your confidence in God. Faith is a tool in life. It's a key. It's a weapon. It's a tool to create a future, a key to unlock God's storehouse of blessings and the weapons that defeat Satan. You know, we spent a couple weeks, not long ago, talking about Satan, the roaring lion seeking to devour us. And that weapon of faith defeats Satan. If you look in Luke 4, whenever Jesus was in the wilderness, it was by faith that Satan tempted him, and it was by faith, knowing God would protect him, said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written." So, the Word of God is the factory for faith. And faith comes when you hear God talk. Faith comes the moment you speak aloud anything that God would say. That's why a lot of times I'll read scriptures to myself out loud because of that. Some years ago, there was a program called Faith Comes by Hearing, and it was based on Romans chapter 10, verse 17. But I want to just review Romans 10, and starting at verse 14 through 17. Hear God's word by the Apostle Paul. He said, "How can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent?" This is what the scriptures mean when it says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." But, I love the ifs and the buts, "but not everyone welcomes the good news. For Isaiah the prophet said, "The Lord who has believed our message." But this is what I wanted to focus on. Yet, faith comes from listening to the message of the good news and the good news about Christ. That's what that little program is all about. They would send us cassette tapes, and I'm sure they do it by CD now because the ministry is still alive and well. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we need to feed our faith. Oh, yeah. Faith is something that's a challenge, and we need to develop it. And so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we need to keep on feeding our faith. Well, prayer helps feed our faith. Witnessing helps feed our faith. People around, family and friends, and we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. So with that, and the other thing is prayer. Now, you've heard me say before, and it's so true, you don't need an 800 number. You don't need a priest or anybody to pray, to talk to God. When Jesus gave it up on the cross, that veil in the temple was rent in two, giving us direct access to the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies was something that only the priest could go into and intercede for us and ask God to forgive our sins. But when Jesus died on the cross, his shed blood covered that, and that's why the veil was rent in two. Jesus was saying, okay, guys, you can come to the Holy Holies now. I paid the price for you. And you can talk to God, just like I'm talking to you here now. We call it prayer. God wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him. Oh, yeah, people say, I heard you over there talking to somebody. Who were you talking to? I was talking to God. Yeah. Remember when the disciples was here with Jesus, and at the end of the day they stopped and they broke bread and they fellowshipped and they ate a meal, and then Jesus went off by himself, and it puzzled the disciples. One disciple said, Lord, why do you go off by yourself like that? Well, Jesus said, guys, you know I'm God in the flesh. But since I'm in the flesh, like you guys, I get hungry, I get tired, and I need to talk to the Father. And they said, talk to the Father? Yes, talk to the Father. He said, I'm going to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with. And he did that, and we're going to pray that prayer. But we have a lot of people on the list and in the bulletin and here on the online service, people that lift up prayers and so forth during the church service. And, you know, we come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. You know, a lot of times when somebody lifts up a prayer in church, we simply say, Lord, hear our prayers. And he does. He hears our prayers. So he knows. So when we come to him in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, he is the key. That is the key to all of our prayers. Father, I want to talk to you in Jesus' name. And he opens up and he listens. And through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, he answers. And he answers prayer. So we close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer, what we commonly called the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. So when you practice your faith, then you also practice your prayer life. They come hand in hand. They're one with another. As it says in Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. Two are better than one. When one falls down, the other there to pick us up. So we need that access to the Holy of Holies. Hear God's word through the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And as you practice your faith and you need a little bit of help along the way, give me a call. Send me an email, a text. Let Phil know. We're here to help, and we want to help you to have a rich and glorious relationship with the living God through Christ, who guarantees us eternal life if we'll only trust in Him.